two games from my novel Absolute Away. Game one, the cockroach game. Listen, some children are born it. There's no way around this fact. These children are called the roach. The roach stuffs its ears with cotton and sits at a table across from three other children. One shuffles a deck of cards and deals five to each player, including the roach, explaining the rules, which, because of the cotton in its ears, the roach cannot hear. Thus, the game commences. The other children's faces sometimes turn serious, sometimes unlock into laughter. Sometimes the children cover their eyes with their palms and sometimes raise their hands to their throats in pantomime choking. The roach tries to discern a pattern, glean the laws that guide this country, and adjust its moves accordingly, always to no end. When it asks a question, the others go about their business as if no one has spoken. A suspicion grows within it that the rules may change now and then for no discernible reason. This might account for the eruptions of horror and delight on the other children's countenances. The game must be played every day. From time to time, one of the children who is not the roach stands and leaves the table, only to be replaced by another. Over the years, they grow up. Over the decades, they grow old. One by one, they die while playing, eyelids half shut, eyes beclouding with light fungus. They remain upright at their posts. In the end, only the roach is left, although it is aware it has won nothing, and must, it knows, now hang itself to bring the game to graceful conclusion. This can take quite some time. And game two, children picking up their own bones game. Listen, all children are born it. There's no way around this fact. They are called picking up their own bones. The goal of the game is to pretend they are the little boys and girls of parents who died horribly, because this will invariably be the case. If not today, then tomorrow. If not next month, then the next. So, imagine how your mother perishes. In childbirth, in flood, in a collapse of fragile arteries, a terrible automobile accident, after which she lives for 7 minutes in a gale of agony. Good. And now your father. Imagine how your father succumbs. Riptide, furnace, slow diabetic ruination, or quick slip of the chainsaw. Dreadful shredding of cancerous lungs, or erosion of the kidneys. Good. And now, yourself, imagine how you will live with this information inside you. Go on, try. This is where the game turns formidable. This is where the challenge lies. Pretend to be happy. Pretend the universe is, after all, benevolent. Say everything happens for a reason. Say oranges. Say jasmine. Say beautiful music. Pretend that it is all right to misplace your memories for the short time every day, and then call those moments miracles.